Rick Goddard on ABC Radio Hobart.
About to jump on a plane from Hobart Airport, Matt Cocker's the Chief Operating Officer, and soon when he gets on that plane, it will be via a ramp. Hello, Matt.
G'day, Rick. How are you?
Good. What are these ramps? Like, how long is the walk up?
Oh, Rick, it wouldn't be anything more than 15 metres. They're a graduated ramp and will take the place of the stairs, which have been shown to be a little bit difficult to navigate from time to time.
Are there any ramps in operation now?
There is actually one that's in operation, and invariably if you're heading on a Qantas flight, you may see them in operation. They're slightly different, the ones we're purchasing. These ones that we're buying are covered, so they'll provide some weather protection at the same time as being safer to navigate.
Fancy ramps.
Mm.
How long will it take for them to arrive?
Well, they're getting built, and they will need to be shipped over from the UK, so we're looking at about 4 months.
Have these been around for a long time in the aviation industry?
Well, they've certainly made their presence known in the last few years, and there's a few airports around the world that are buying them in bulk, and we see them as a great addition to our airport.
Will I be able to wheel a wheelchair up one of these?
You certainly can. You can even wheel your roll-on, carry-on luggage.
So that's a really big difference for people, and they're covered, so they won't be slippery in the wet, presumably.
No, that's right. And that combined with our terminal expansion project plans, which include an undercover walkway airside, will make the passenger experience so much better.
So how long will I be undercover once that's in operation?
Well, you'll be undercover much more than what you are now, Rick.
Which is a kind of improvement. Now, this is aerobridges are never going to happen because it's a one-story airport, and you can dream on that that's going to happen, but it ain't. Do you think this is the final and permanent solution?
I think it's a great solution. As I said, this will make the airport one of the most accessible airports in the country. So as soon as you jump out of your car and onto the aircraft, you will not have to take one stair.
That's a nice claim to be able to make.
Mm, absolutely.
Are they going to be slower to drive into position than the current chairs?
No, they're much, much more efficient than the current stairs. They're actually operated by one person as opposed to two that have to move the stairs up at the moment.
Okay, and are they driven or pushed?
They're motorised.
Yeah, okay. I'm just curious about that. and how many of them are you going to need to be able to run the airport with?
Well, we're buying five, mm-hmm. and we see that those five will be more than sufficient to operate effectively. As you know, we're moving from five bays to seven. That project's completing next month. And with these stairs, as I said, I'll take about 4 months to get here, but they'll certainly be able to facilitate aircraft movement across all 7 bays.
Well, it's going to feel like one of the biggest changes to Hobart Airport for ages for most passengers. But what's the biggest change coming up for you next?
Well, the terminal expansion project's obviously big. And as you know, that's in excess of $200 million investment in the terminal, with the first stage being completed by December of next year, which is a massive step up.
Well, it'll be interesting to see that happens. Before then, though, you should be able to expect to ramp up onto your plane by Christmas?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. There you go. You heard it here on Breakfast. I'll let you go catch your plane.
No, thanks very much, Rick.
Thanks, Matt.